If you have your Bible this morning, turn to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter number 6. Bible says in Galatians chapter number 6 and verse number 14, the Bible says this, "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature." I want to preach this morning, if God will be my helper just a little while, on this thought. The preacher's cross, the cross of Christ. The preacher's cross, the cross of Christ. As we look at this today and we see Paul and we see his life, and Paul tells us, is a little intro here, Paul's always apt to tell us about sin. Paul knew what sin was. He knew what sin could do. He knew the havoc that sin could play in your life. But he also knew about a cross, and the cross of Calvary. It was the cross. It was Christ's cross. And Paul was apt to tell us about that cross. You say, well, what was the significance of that? I want to say today, and you're hearing that Paul had a special message. But you might say Paul had a special gospel. It was the gospel, the cross of Christ. Amen. He was constantly lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, praise God, of Calvary, where he paid a debt for mankind, for humanity, a debt he didn't owe, praise God, but he paid it because he loved you just like he loves me. And Paul said, hey, listen, say, he said, God forbid I should glory, except I glory, save I glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we see this special gospel that he had, this special message, a peculiar message, maybe even you might say an exclusive message that was exclusive to Paul. He preached the cross of Christ, Christ Jesus, and he crucified. Amen. Praise God. I want to say that makes the difference. Without the cross, there'd be no salvation. And I praise God, I'm glad there was an old rugged cross on a hill far away. And there was a man called Jesus, Christ of Nazareth, who went and laid his life down, was nailed on that cross, hung up between the heavens and the earth, that our sin would be made real. Took it upon himself, praise God, and became sin for me and you. I'm talking about a perfect sinless man. He that knew no sin became sin. Took sin upon himself, became your sin. Praise God, and took your sin and nailed it to an old rugged cross so many years ago. Praise be to God. Thank God for the Christ of the cross. Praise God. I'm glad he did that for me, and he did it for you. You say, well, praise God, why did he do it? That it might be profitable unto us. Amen. Amen. That it might be profitable unto us. Hey, if you'll look with me in Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter number 3. 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse 13, the Bible, Paul tells young Timothy this. Now remember, Paul's getting Timothy ready for the ministry. He said, you'll have to endure some hardships. He said, you'll have to go through some persecutions. He said, there'll be people don't like you. He said, there'll be deceivers come along. But praise God, he said, just stay with the truth. Stay with the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. And I hear people a lot of times and say, preacher, you oughtn't to preach doctrine. I want to say, if you don't preach doctrine, you don't preach nothing. Doctrine is the teaching and instruction, Brother Bill, from the Word of God. And I want to say this morning, on the authority of this book, amen, that's all we got. We ain't got nothing we can trust in. We ain't got nothing we can rely on. Men's wisdom won't help us. But I want to say the Word of God, it'll manifest itself in our heart, and it'll give us the help and the hope that we need. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse 13, he tells young Timothy, he said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Amen. Have you ever seen such a time when deception is rampant? Everywhere you look, there's deception. Amen. People are trusting in everything in this world except the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to say the most important thing is our faith in the Lord. Amen. What he did on the cross of Calvary. It's the cross. It's the cross that makes a difference. Praise God. The cross of Jesus Christ. The Christ of the cross. That'll change your life forever. Amen. If I don't say nothing else today, listen to me. Amen. You need to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior so we can be together forever.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said? Accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. He died for you so that one day we can all be together forever in heaven. Amen. Deceivers will tell you not to believe that. Amen. To put it aside and not think upon it. But I want to say there's a God of heaven. He said, if you love me, praise God, and receive me unto yourself, I'll come into you and sup with you. Praise God. I'm glad I can do that with my Savior. Ain't you? But he tells Timothy, he goes on in verse 14, he says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Amen. Paul tells Timothy, he said, hey, listen. He said, you just stay with what you know. He said, you stay with the truth. He said, you stay with that good word of God that abounds, amen, that'll help you, keep you, praise God. He said, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. He said, just stay with what you know, Timothy. Let me tell you today, church, just stay with what you know. Praise God, it's the scriptures. It's the word of God. It's the truth of the word. Just stay with it, praise God. Hide it in your heart that you might not sin against God, and just stay with the word. Stay with truth, praise God, and I guarantee you truth will stay with you. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You'll come out on the other side of shouting and praising God and giving Him glory. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, why should we? He tells us in verse 16. He says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Amen. I want to say every word in this book is inspired. Amen. It's inspired. It means it's God-breathed. So what does that mean to me and you? Brother Bill, that means that God Almighty is speaking to us. Amen. He's bringing it right down here where we live and speaking to you and I. Praise God. From the throne of grace. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Amen. For doctrine. That biblical instruction. Amen. Praise God. That's the best instruction. You know what? We send our kids to school and try to get them a good education. With an education without godliness, praise God, is worthless. I said education without godliness is worthless. Amen. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. We need God Almighty in our schools. We need God Almighty in our children. Praise God. He said it's proper doctrine. It's proper for reproof. Man, to bring that conviction. Praise God. For correction. Amen. That's to make correct, to make right. For instruction, that's training, amen. And in righteousness, that's right living, praise God. God Almighty says He has it all. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished, praise God, made mature in the Lord. I don't want to be a little baby for Christ, do you? Praise God, I want to be a full-grown man, praise God. He said, Timothy, we need this now more than we ever had because there's coming a time when people will not listen. We better get the word out while we can. Amen. We better grab our family. We better grab our love. We better grab people that we care about. And we better plant in our ear, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Preaching at the cross, praise God. The cross of Christ will make a difference. He said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, he said, preach the word and be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come. Now, it didn't say the time might come. Hello? You're hearing me this morning? He said, the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, biblical instruction. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. The Bible said in the last days they'll believe a lie and be damned. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad we got a Bible. I'm glad we got a preacher. I'm glad there was a preacher of the cross, which is Paul, praise God. And he's preaching the cross of Christ. Praise God. A peculiar message, an exclusive message. Praise God. Amen. I'm glad it's that way because Paul was telling us. Amen. He said, it's no secret. It's no secret that the world is full of disease. I was thinking about this week. Everywhere you look, there's disease, there's famine, there's hardship, there's heartache. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He said, we're sin sick. Amen. The whole world is sin sick. All around us is sin sickness. Amen. But you got a lot of people today that claim to be physicians. Let me just tell you, some folks out here claim to be physicians that ain't. Now, I know physicians are practicing medicine. And we know that because we're their guinea pigs. Amen. They practice on us. Amen. Sometimes they practice it till they get it right. And sometimes they don't ever. But when you go to them, and it's amazing how physicians, you go in, and sometimes it's almost like they mock you. They mock your misery. You go to them in miserable condition. You go to them feeling bad, and they're like, oh, yeah, sure, okay. Amen? It's like they're mocking you, amen, in your misery. It's almost like you go in there with a mortal wound. And they say, well, you know what? It's just your imagination. It's really not that bad. You know, it's easy to say that when it ain't them. Amen. You go in there with a mortal wound. You go in there with something bad wrong with your body. Praise God. And they say, well, it really ain't that bad. Amen. It's not if you're on the other side. But praise God, when you're the one with that mortal wound, praise God, it seemed pretty intense at the time. Amen. Amen. It's got a lot of times they do it without any examination, it ain't that bad. That's what's happening in the world today. We got a whole lot of people that claim to be physicians, that claim to know what's going on, and they're looking at people without any examination at all, and they said, it's not that bad. You'll be okay. Amen. And they're feeding people a lie. They're saying, hey, listen, you know, it's not that, it'd probably be okay. But I'm glad, praise God, that Paul wasn't like that. Amen. Now, Paul had some ailments of his own. That's why Dr. Luke went with him just about everywhere he went. And they say Paul had an eye condition that he couldn't hardly see. That's why he said here in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 11, he said, see how large a letter I have written on you in my own hand. Because Paul was almost blind, they say. Amen? Couldn't hardly see. But he had an urgent desire to tell the Galatians the truth. He said, hey, listen, it's not about the law and grace, praise God. It's about the law pointing us to grace, showing us we're old sinners in need of a Savior. And it's the cross of Calvary. It's the cross that makes the difference. Amen. Amen. It's the cross that changes our lives forever. He said, see how long? Can you imagine? Old Paul's, he sits down there and he takes that pen, dips it in that inkwell and begins to write in old great old big letters where he can see what he's writing, pens are down, so he can send it to these Galatians. You say, why would he put such an effort? Because he loved the people, praise God. He was a good physician. He wanted to tell them, praise God, that God Almighty had a cure. Amen. World may look around and say, well, so physicians don't know this and don't know that. Praise God, God knows everything. Amen. But praise God, what happened here, amen, is when we fall into the hands of a sound and a skillful physician. Praise God. A skillful physician will begin to realize the seriousness of the illness. Amen. It won't take you for granted. He'll realize the seriousness of your illness. Now we said, Paul said that we've all sinned, come short of glory. We're all sin sick. Paul said, hey, listen, there's a sin sickness. Praise God. But I appreciate Paul's my hero. Amen. A preacher of the cross, praise God. A preacher of the cross of Jesus Christ. He said, hey, listen. He said, before you ever have time to open your mouth, before you ever begin to explain to him your ailments. Hello? Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. He just reaches out there, praise God. And he lays hands on your hurt. Amen. Hello? The volume of the book, it's written. Boy, you can go through the Paul's epistles. You can read them, praise God. And God, it's just like he knows exactly who you are. Knows exactly where you're hurting. And he reaches out with those hands, praise God, and he touches you. Lays his hands upon your hurt. Amen. Praise God. It's as if he has already said, "Hey, listen, I know that your wound is sickness is to death. You're going to die in your sickness." You say, "Preacher, I already made a determination." Before we ever speak, he knows where we are. He knows what you need. Amen. He said, "Hey, listen." He said, "You're sick in your head." Amen. Amen. He said, "You're sick in your head. Your mind's not right." Amen. And he said, "You're faint in your heart because of your sin sickness." Amen. Hey, you got. Hey, listen. If your head ain't right and your heart ain't right, they ain't nothing about you right. Amen. Say amen on me. Amen. If your head ain't right, your heart ain't right. Amen. There ain't nothing right. Praise God. But I'm glad, praise God, that he's there. He lays his hands upon the very subject, upon the very pain and the hurt that you have. Amen. Now, sometimes it's not comfortable. When you've got a sore, you've got a wound, you've got a bad spot, and the doctor goes pressing on it. Amen. Amen. Hello. He goes to pressing on that tender spot. And you go, Doc, that hurts. He said, "Yeah, I know it does." He said, "That's why I'm doing it." He said, "I'm going to find the exact spot. I'm going to find the exact problem." Praise God. Amen. So he lays hands on it. And praise God. And it's amazing how that hope starts coming in, isn't it? How hope begins to display itself. As he lays it, you say, "Boy, when you start realizing that he's hitting that spot." Amen. And now you tell your family where you hurt. Amen. You tell them how uncomfortable it is. Right? And they say, "Oh yeah, sure. Yeah, right." And kind of like that old doctor. "Yeah, sure, you're having some problems." Amen. But when you get the, when it lays a hands on you, begin to feel their hands upon you. I was laid up over in that hospital last Sunday, and that doctor come in. Boy, I tell you, I liked him. He was good. He was real kind. He come in there and he began to check us up. I mean, we pulled in that emergency room. They drug us back there, and they was probably 10 people come in that room, and they was going from stem to stern. They was checking us out all over the place. They was checking this and checking that and checking something else. And that doctor was talking to me. He was asking the questions. He was feeling, seeing what was going on. But you know what helped me the most? Brother Lynn, he took it. He put his hand on my leg and he patted my leg. He said, "Mr. Massey," said, "we're going to figure out what's going on." And they said, "We're going to do some tests, or we're going to evaluate, we're going to look into this." He patted me on the leg. He said, "We're going to figure out what's going on." Amen. Praise God. He laid hands. I won't say that's what Paul's doing in the word, the volume of the book. He's laying hands on death. He said, "Don't be hopeless." Praise God. Just believe. Amen. Glory to God. And I get to believe and praise the Lord in the cross of Calvary and the preacher of the cross. And he just points us to Jesus and says, "Glory be to God. It's going to be all right." Amen. Praise his holy name. So Paul, he lays it out here. I mean, he's a true physician. He's a physician of the soul. Amen. Ain't you glad that he's a physician of the soul? Praise God. He's a physician of the soul. And praise God. What he does, he in his word, in his text, in his writing, he rips open all the dark secrets of our consciousness. Amen. Just plows right in there, in the darkest, sickest secrets of our consciousness, praise God, and makes us aware of where we are. Amen. It's almost, I thought about this yesterday morning. It's almost like Paul takes us, Brother Bill, and he just jerks us wrong side out. Amen. just jerks you wrong side out, or praise God, so that you can look and see the inside. Amen. And he said, let me just show you what God's looking at. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he just, it's just almost like he just rips you open. I mean, all the way open, and shows you, praise God, the innermost consciousness of humanity. Amen. He reveals all of our hidden rottenness that's inside of us. The rottenness of our hearts. Hello, do you ever thought about being rotten in your heart? God help us. I'm thank God, praise God, the cross of Calvary, praise God, the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, it opens us up and it shows us our rottenness. Amen. We get to see us not as ourselves, but as God Almighty sees us. Praise God, from inside out. You know, what are you saying, preacher? I'm talking about the preacher's cross, the cross of Christ, praise God. It's a gospel of gospels. It's the gospel, praise God. It's the only gospel. Amen. Outside of that, there's nothing else to say. But Paul preaches the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ. He preaches the cross of Calvary, praise the Lord. He preaches the cross to the point of us looking at our inward person, praise God. We see our own sin and our sinfulness. We see how we are. Amen. Now, a lot of people say, well, preacher, I don't like it when a preacher steps on my toes. Praise God. Hey, listen, I like it when he steps on my heart.
Amen.
Amen. I like it when he just opens me up, praise God, pours in a good dose to the Holy Ghost to show me where I'm at, amen, so I can see it from the inside.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. What a blessing. I'm a blesser. And praise God, I see my sin, praise God, and in my misery, out of a broken heart, praise God, I cry like a Paul in Romans chapter 7. In Romans chapter 7, he said, oh wretched man, verse 24, oh wretched man that I am. Amen. Oh wretched man that I am. But you know what happens? Brother, when you cry out, you cry that out from your heart, from that inward view of who we are, and we cry out, praise God, guess what happens? It's almost like Brother Chris said, just at that moment, while you're in your bed of misery, you're in your bed of affliction, while you're beat down by the world and the flesh and this old body that we carry around, and you say, oh, wretched man that I am, praise God, at your bedside, you look around and there's old Brother Paul. Amen. He comes as a great physician, praise God, with the word from the physician. Amen. And he tells us, he gives us, praise God, some hope. Amen. Praise the Lord. He pours out hope. He brings a prescription, praise God. It's a prescription of hope. It's a prescription of where God is. He pleads his own case. He shares the prescription, praise God, of all that he has. When they cry out, oh wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Amen. Can you see it? You're just as low as you can go. You're on that bed of affliction. Amen. And you look around, and all of a sudden it's old Brother Paul's there with you. And he said, hey, listen, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the cross of the cross of Christ, praise God, that'll deliver you from all your afflictions. Amen. He said, well, preacher, you just don't realize how bad it's getting, praise God. Listen, I won't say how good it's getting. Amen, praise God. There's hope laid up over in glory. The Bible said it's guarded by God Almighty. Amen. If you're a child of the King, praise God, you've got a blessed hope in the Lord. But Paul would look over at us and he would say this. He said, I thank God. He said, oh wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He said, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Paul said, listen, sitting at your bedside, patting you, praise God, laying hand on you, and say, hey, brother and sister, it'll be all right, praise God. It's better farther on. Just look up and lift up your head. Your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. He said, we're going out of here in a minute. In a moment of time, in just a little while. Praise God. God said He's going to make it all better for children of God. Amen. He said it's through the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, here's the prescription. He said, hey, listen, just take it in a liberal fashion. Hey, it's never failed. Amen. Always has a good result. Praise God. Hey, listen, I've never known it to fail. There is no condemnation to those that believe. Those are called according to His purpose. Amen. Praise God. God just laying up treasures, and He's going to call us home one day. And we're going to have us a time in the Lord. And Paul said, listen, here's the prescription that I have. I give you. Amen. He said, I'll give it out and I'll give it again. And it never fails. Said, you can take it and live. Amen. All myselfs, praise God, are slain. Amen. All myselfs, when you get the prescription, praise God, it gets rid of all those selves in you. Amen. All those selves, that self-love that we have. You know, we think we're the greatest person in the world. Amen. Oh, those self-loves that we have, that self-will that we have, that we want to push forward in front of everything else. Amen. It's not our will, but God's will be done. Amen. But it gets rid of all those selves that we have. Praise God. That's prescription, praise God. It'll take care of all, it'll take out all those things, praise God. It's not necessary in our lives that won't help us. That self-love, that self-will, that self-seeking. Amen. Seeking self, seeking pleasures of the world. Amen. Seeking those things, praise God, that's all about us and nobody else. Hey, praise God, I don't know about that, but praise God, I want to be pleasing to my Lord. I want to be pleasing to God all the days of my life. I don't want to ever finish a day disappointing my Savior. Amen, praise God. Because of the cross of Christ, praise God, I have some help. Amen, it gets rid of all this self, all of self. Amen, self-seeking, self-pleasing. Amen. Hey, listen, I'd rather see you happy. I'd rather see you, praise God, rejoicing than myself. Amen. Hey, now don't get me wrong, praise God. I like to shout her out like everybody else. Amen. Praise God. I like to be on the victory, and I like to be under the spout where the honey comes out, praise God. I like to be there too. But boy, I tell you what, hey, listen, it ain't about pleasing me, praise God. I like to see you getting in. I like to see us, praise God, praising and worshiping God together for all of His goodness. You see, because what I see as your pastor, praise God, I visualize what's going to take place one day. One day in a little while, we'll be around the throne of grace, praise God. I want to be able to look over you and say, yeah, that's my brother. That's my sister, praise God. Hey, praise God, watch them go. And thank God we got to practice. Praise the Lord. Listen, Brother Joe, we're getting a dress rehearsal for something, praise God, that's out of this world. Amen. He said, it's because of the cross of Christ, praise God, that we have this opportunity. And all of myself, all my selfishness, praise God, is slain upon the cross of Calvary. Praise God. That's why Paul would say, let me just read you this and that, and I'm done. Paul would say this in Galatians chapter number 2. Galatians chapter number 2, this is Paul's testimony. Verse 20. Paul would say, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. He said, hey, it's the cross of Christ, praise God, that made the difference. It's the cross of Christ. And he said, I'm crucified with Him. He took my sins to the cross. My sin hung on the cross with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, praise God. It was slain. It was put to death. Amen, I no longer live in sin. But praise God, I live in faith in Jesus Christ, my Savior. Praise God. He said, nevertheless, I live. Amen. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Amen. Hey, listen, I'm living today. But it's Christ that's living in me that's making the difference. Amen. Why? Because it was the preacher's cross. It was the cross of Christ that made a difference. Amen. It was the cross of Christ that made a difference in you. The same cross that made a difference in me. It's making a difference. Amen. Praise God. God's preparing us for a place that He's prepared for us. He's prepared us for an appointed time that He's going to call us out of here to be with Him. Amen. He said, the Bible says it's appointed man wants to die and after this a judgment. Amen. And you say, well, preacher, that sounds awful sad. That sounds awful morbid. Praise God. Hey, praise God. That's graduation day. Amen. Praise God. Hey, He said, it's appointed man wants to die. Praise God. And what happened? Praise the Lord, because of the cross of Calvary, I died out to sin. My sin was slain, put to death. Praise God. Listen, don't let sin therefore reign in our mortal bodies, but put it to death. Amen. When this old flesh wants to rise up, what you do is say, flesh, that died on the cross. Amen. Praise God. Just plead the blood of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. That died on the cross. I don't do that no more. Amen. Thank God. Because of Calvary, like the song says, I don't go there anymore. Amen. Praise God. I've got a different place, a different destination, a different purpose, and a different home that's awaiting for me over yonder. Praise God. The preacher's cross. Praise God. The cross of Calvary. The cross of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. His cross is our cross. Amen. The cross of Calvary, cross of Christ, praise God, is our cross. Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures and rose the third day victorious over death and the grave so that we could rise up too. Rise up in victory, shouting and praising God and giving Him glory all the days of our life. Amen. Praise God. Listen to me, and I'm done. Every day, praise God, we ought to get up and say, Lord, thank You for this day that You give us. Amen. We take so much for granted, church. We act and we live like we're going to be here forever. And we don't know about tomorrow, but we know who holds tomorrow. Amen. Amen. And we ought to get up every morning and say, Lord, thank You for this day that You've given us. And Lord, help me today to do those things, to walk circumspectly with Thee, to praise God, to be a stepping stone and never, never, ever a stumbling block. Amen. Amen. And then before we peel our head at night, say, Lord, thank You for all that You helped me to do. Thank You for the cross of Calvary, praise God. The gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, that made a difference. Amen. Made a difference today and will make a difference tomorrow. Because, Lord, I'm putting all my faith and trust in You and what You've already done. That's why we can sing victory in Jesus, praise God. Because we have victory today in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The cross of Calvary makes the difference. Amen.